Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
He won a victory. Hallelujah.
I'm preaching on a series that I have entitled Strange Powers. Someone say strange powers.
Strange powers.
The Bible says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, may you see Jesus coming into your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is a problem solver.
Amen.
There is no problem that Jesus cannot solve.
Amen.
I said there's no problem that Jesus cannot solve.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered and saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Put your hands together for the reading of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So last week I began to teach you about what happens when you consult strange powers or you deal with strange powers. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
This man of Gadara, the Bible says that they would bind him with chains and with fetters. Fetters are chains that bind your feet. And the Bible says he will break the chain and break the fetters. But not only break them, but break them into pieces. Someone say pieces.
Pieces.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see already
Wabona
that this man
Muna ona
possesses supernatural power.
Nana le matla
because
asimoya.
These chains are designed in such a manner that you can't break them.
Dilo tse di bopilwe ka tsela e le gore o ka se di tlose.
But because of this man's supernatural powers,
ka matla a simoya,
he had the ability to break the chains.
Nana le khonagalo ya go di thuba.
And not just break them, but break them into pieces.
Na di thuba ebe di pieces.
Into pieces.
Pieces.
You don't seem surprised. Is it something you see every day? Where people are breaking chains into pieces. Hey! So I realized that this gentleman has power. But the source of his power was not God. Hence our title, Strange Powers. Powers that are not from God. But you realize, as powerful as he was, there were a lot of problems in his life. He was powerful, but he was living alone in the tombs. So I told you that consulting strange powers brings demonic isolation. In other words, the devil isolates you and removes you from people. If you are a person who always likes to be alone, be careful. Push and never say be careful.
Careful.
Especially if you've been consulting.
Strange
powers. strange powers. Bring demonic behavior. And I explained that someone who has this demonic behavior, one of the things you'll see is outbursts of rage, suicidal tendencies, depression, strong addictions, paranoia, and demonic confusion. How many were here last week? You remember what I was talking about? If you are not here, please get that message. It's a very important message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's something I said last week. I don't know if you really got it. But consulting with strange powers, you stand the risk of exchanging your destiny. That scares me, ladies and gentlemen. If God had blessed you when you were born, and God had determined that you'd be some great person, when you go consult with a strange power, they have the ability to take that destiny that is yours for themselves. And I showed you how that the snake that communed with Eve, when that same snake spoke with Jesus, he said, the Bible says he showed him the kingdoms of the world and the glory thereof. And he said to Jesus, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give all of that to you because it was given unto me. So that exchange took place when Eve was speaking to the snake. For me, that is very dangerous. Today, for a few minutes, I want to show you how strange powers affects our community or our environment. How strange powers affects the community that you live in or the environment that you live in. Number one, strange powers defile the land. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 21. Leviticus chapter 18 from verse 21. Strange powers defile the land. The word defile means unclean. So strange powers make the land that you live in become unclean. Are you in Leviticus?
Amen.
The Bible says, and thou shalt not let thy seed pass through the fire of Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Ah, keladu dudo bridasus. Now, some of the people, to get power, they will sacrifice their children. Push your neighbor and ask, are you in church? Are you here? Are you listening to the pastor? There are people who would sacrifice their children to get power, to gain power. Why would you sacrifice your child? To get money. Here we see people who are sacrificing their children by fire to Molech. So they are consulting strange powers. they are acquiring strange powers. Can you see?
Amen.
Let's continue reading. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereunto. It is confusion. Is it in your Bible?
Amen.
I don't want to talk too much about that. Verse 24. The Bible says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things. For in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is what? The land is what?
Defiled.
The word defiled means unclean. Now, go back to the book of Mark chapter 5. Tulana, read for me verse 2.
Verse 2. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
Is it in your Bible?
Amen.
I still hear some Bibles turning. I'm waiting for you. Tulana, read it one more time.
And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
A man with an unclean spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. When you consult a strange power, that consultation creates a portal.
See, there are a portal
or a door.
Oh, kapasipula le pati.
By which a demonic power,
matla ama demona,
can move from the realm of the spirit
akona go tloga mo simoyeng
into our realm.
Atla mo tulong ya rona.
What do I mean?
Ke ra goreng?
This man of Mark chapter 5, the Bible says he had an unclean spirit. Now, what defiles the land or makes the land dirty or unclean are these spirits that come as a result of this consultation with strange powers. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It opens a door for them to come and inhabit the lives of many. That is the real defiler of the land. The evil spirits that come out during that process of consultation, that go into people's homes, people's lives, and as a result defiles the whole land. It's so scary that when you consult a strange power, it is as though you are serving the devil yourself. Because through you, these demons can come into the community. If you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
It's like you have become an agent of darkness.
Because
your consultation is creating a door for demonic spirits to enter mankind.
It's in a mohobatum.
That's how Satan is able to influence and torment mankind. Because when Eve communed or had dialogue with the snake, it opened the door for Satan to be able to torment mankind. And you and I suffer because of that consultation. Your small going to ask for a job has opened a door. That won't just affect you, but now affects your community. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 28 from verse 3. There's a lot of reading here, so I will read it fast. 1 Samuel chapter 28 from verse 3. Abashandalabakos. If you can speak in tongues, I want you to speak in tongues for 2 seconds. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's start from verse 1 so that you can get the story. The Bible says, and it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Verse 3. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. Now listen, Samuel was what?
Dead.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And they had even buried him. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Verse 7. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. This is a demon. It's a type of demon called a familiar spirit. That I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that had a familiar spirit in Endor. Every time I read this, I say those people answered him too fast. It's a sign. Imagine I'm a pastor and I said, you know, I want to our church to grow. And immediately someone in the church said, pastor, when you turn left, there's a lady there who will help you with church growth. Well, how come you know so fast? You don't even have to do research. What a shock. People in the church are dangerous, I tell you. Now say amen, please. I'm talking to you. Verse 8. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went and 2 men with him. And they came to the woman by night and said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest that Saul had done, what Saul had done, how he had cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware unto her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. What happened to Samuel? He died. What is this guy asking for?
Samuel.
Verse 12. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Saul, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Now the thing that you have to notice here is that this woman said, I saw gods coming from the earth. I saw gods coming from the earth. You and I both know that our God is not in the earth. Where's your God? Is he in the earth? But this woman is busy seeing gods that are coming from the earth. So this consultation was opening a door or a portal for these demonic powers to come from the earth to mankind. When you have your headache, when you have your problems, and you don't consult with God, you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't search the scriptures. Recently, I was telling Mam Ruti, I want to go on a fast. And I said, I want God. I'm searching for God. By you don't want to fast. You don't want to pray. You want to do shortcuts. And ignorantly, without you knowing, you are opening a door and making the devil stronger so that he can reach more of mankind. I know you don't like what I'm preaching. Because of time, we'll move fast. Number two, strange powers resist the work of God. Strange powers resist or fight the work of God. Acts chapter 13. The book of Acts, chapter 13, from verse 6. Acts, chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 6. Are you there? Are you learning something? You know, I heard a very powerful testimony during the week. One of our church members, I think at her workplace. Now I forget. Someone was sick. And they went to consult. strange powers. And one of our church members said, let me tell you something. And begin to explain what happens when you consult. Go for part two. And the woman regretted that. Why did I go there? What a powerful testimony. Are you in Acts chapter 13? From verse 6. The Bible says, and when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus. I tell you, verse 7, which was with the deputy of the country. It's like the vice president. Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. So here's this deputy has been hearing that in the city there's these two gentlemen called Barnabas and Paul preaching the word of God, and signs and wonders were following them. So this deputy says, bring them to me. I want to hear this word they are preaching. Verse 8. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Look at the person you are consulting. The person you go to for your problems. He is resisting and turning someone away from the faith. So when Paul was preaching, when Barnabas was preaching, this guy would resist them. So that particular deputy will not believe in Jesus and receive Jesus into his heart. Then you go and say, what do they say? Tokoza. Sis, man. No, for sure. It defiles the land. It makes the land unclean. And you are partaking of it. You are going to someone who resists the work of God. You are very bold. Should I stop here? Your faces are scaring me. Should I continue? So number one, the strange powers resist the work of God by resisting people from coming into their faith. Resisting people from coming into the faith. Then when you read on, verse 9, the Bible says, then Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, oh, full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? So they resist the work of God by perverting the work of God. So instead of a person who's going through trials and problems, going to seek the face of the Lord, The person says, I can help you. Just drink this. Put this on your bed. Bath with this. And the same thing that you want, you still get. It's a perversion. So you see all sorts of this Bible, the Bible says a false prophet. So you see all sorts of men of God coming out these days. Making people do things that when you hear, you say, huh? But they call themselves men of God. They call themselves prophets. But when you go consult them, no Bible.
Ahuna a Bible.
If they don't have a Bible, at least quote. Tell me the scripture to go read. There's a man of God who's now late. His name is Kenneth Hagin. If anybody would come to him and say, you know, I'm struggling with this, the first question he would ask him or her, he would say, which scripture are you believing on? Which scripture are you standing on? Because even people of God now, they make us to be like false prophets. They don't want to fast. They don't want to pray. When we say we are praying every day, it's every day.
I don't have time.
When we are saying we're having ministries, when we are saying we are going for retreats, all the things that can build you and make you a strong Christian, so that when the devil faces you, you can face them back. You rather want to go and kneel down to people who have no word of God, to people who have no spirit of God. Some years ago, a friend of mine was getting married in
Tzaneen.
And so when we got there, we had to sleep over at one of the houses there. And somebody told us that the next door neighbor is a sangoma. I said, yeah, tonight is going to be rough. So I fell asleep. In the middle of the night, my eyes opened. And I saw a light in the room. I fell asleep again. In the morning when I woke up, there was no globe in the room. So the guy who was next to me, I said, hey, what happened to the globe that was here? And the guy said to me, there has never been a globe in this room. And I said, oh, it's the Lord. He was telling me he's covering me. You just go anywhere. I don't even know why I'm saying these things I'm saying. But all I'm trying to tell you is that these strange powers, they resist God and His work. Number one, by resisting people from believing in God. And number two, they pervert the ways of God. Please don't consult such people. Don't visit such places. Because you are helping the devil to torment mankind. That's why you see many strange things in the community. That's why you see people killing each other. That's why you see the evil that is happening in these days. Because we are creating an environment where the devil can do whatever he wants to do. When we don't seek God and we go for an alternative power. Every human being has a problem that they are facing. You are not the only one having challenges and problems in life. And there are those whose problems that if you would enter their shoes, you would die immediately. But I beg you, do not be tempted No matter how your problems, how bad they are, no matter how difficult your challenges are, don't be tempted to consult a strange power. Don't be. Number three, I'm closing soon. Strange powers attract the anger and the judgment of God. Strange powers attract the anger and the judgment of God. Come with me to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 4. 2 Kings, chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 4. Please read for me, Tulana. 2 Kings, chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 4.
2 Kings, chapter 1, verse 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel, and after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease.
Here's a king. He's sick.
Khosiakula.
The Bible says he fell and he became sick.
Bible awa akula.
Then he called his servants. And he said, go and inquire from Beelzebub. Beelzebub what?
The god of Ekron.
Who's that? Have you heard of Beelzebub before? Is our God Jesus the son of Beelzebub? Jesus Beelzebub. Is our God from Ekron? Where's Ekron? And this king is going to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. Am I saying it right?
Amen.
Continue.
But the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus says the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. And Elijah departed.
So God sent an angel and told the angel to give a message to a prophet, so that that message would go to that king. And God said, is it because there is no God in Israel? Is it because I'm not there? Is it because I don't exist that you are going to consult other gods? Then God says, go tell that man that bed that he's sleeping on, he will never leave that bed. In other words, he will die. So when it entered the king's heart and he sent someone to go consult from a strange power, immediately it attracted God's attention. And what happened is that judgment came upon that king. And the king died. So when you consult strange powers, God is asking you, is it because you don't know me? Is it because I don't exist? Is it because you have never heard of me that you are going and to consult strange powers? And the second thing that comes is judgment. I'm sure you don't want to receive the judgment of God. God, Gokete, is the God who can oppress you so much that you will want to die and not be able to die.
Yes.
When the judgment of God comes in the book of Revelations, the Bible says that people will be trying to kill themselves and will not be able to die because of the torments. Read for me quickly Revelations chapter 21 and read from verse 22 quickly. Revelations 21 from verse 22.
Good. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
This is the kingdom of heaven. Do you understand? This is where the saints are going. When you die, you are going there. Do you understand? Continue.
And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations unto it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles.
What verse is that?
That's verse 27.
Verse 27 is what I want us to look at, yes.
And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Anything that defiles will not enter there. In other words, anything that is unclean will not enter there. So if you escape God's judgment here on the earth, you will experience the judgment of God by Him not allowing you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And if you don't enter there, it means you will go to hell. Consulting strange powers attracts God's anger and the judgment of God. In these days, we are operating in what they call the dispensation of grace. Through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So when we do evil now, there's a period of grace that God gives us to repent. To say, Lord, sorry. In the book of Chronicles, God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and repent from their evil ways. In other words, you used to consult and deal with strange powers and you repent. Repent means you turn from that behavior. Then it says, I will hear their prayers and I will heal their land. So if you don't want to experience the harshness of God, then you must repent. Push your neighbor, say repent.
Repent.
And then finally, strange powers produce automatic curses. Automatic curses. We go back to Leviticus chapter 18. From verse 27. It says, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. Verse 28. That the land spew not you out also when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So automatic curses are released.
Urugilwe.
Even the land starts fighting you.
Li tulo I ganana le wena.
You are trying to build your life. You are trying to do something with yourselves. But the land starts resisting you. In other words, there's a force that is fighting you. Because of the curse that is released by the consultation and dealing with strange powers. Are you listening to me? Is it a good thing to consult strange powers? It's very bad. And it is harmful. And it is dangerous. Not just for you, but for your destiny. Not just for your destiny, for your seed. And not just for your seed, but for your community. It defiles everything. May this church grow so much that we will start expelling strange powers.
Amen.
By the special grace of the living God. May the people of Nalmapias know that the true God is still alive, and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
May the people of Nalmapias know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, put your hands together for the living God. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet and give the Lord some glory. Are you enjoying the teaching anointing that you are under?
Amen.
And I like teaching in such a manner that you can go show somebody else. And show them the scripture and explain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next week, I will be teaching you how a demon enters a person. And I will be teaching the different doors, I'll call them doors for now. The demon use to enter your life and to influence you. Do you like demons? Yeah. So when you have knowledge of these things, then you'll be able to block these entrances. You speak very slow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to close these doors? Do you want the demons to enter your life? Do you want them to enter your children's lives? Don't miss next week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands well for Jesus. And give him some praise. I want you to open your mouth and thank the Lord for what he is teaching you. Thank him for the salvation that you are having as a result of what you are hearing. Open your mouth, talk to him. If you know that you have consulted in the past, ask for forgiveness. Tell him, Lord, I didn't know what I was doing. Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. And thank him for his goodness. And thank him for what he's teaching you. He's delivering your generations after you. He's delivering your family. He's delivering this community from the effects of strange powers. Open your mouth and talk to the living God. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We honor you this morning. We give you all the praise and the glory. Thank you for revealing these things to us. Thank you for weakening the power of the devil in our lives. Because it is written, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Thank you for setting us free through the truth. Your word says, I have sanctified them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As we hear your word, we are being cleansed. We are being purified. We thank you. We thank you, Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the whole church will say a loud amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.